you. We all love you.
You're not gonna start with some creepy narration?
Oh no, I should have. Damn it. Is it too late to restart?
No, we literally just started.
No, I'll just start now. I looked at her, walking around the corner. It's me, Pin Badgley.
Oh, God.
XOXO.
XOXO. Creepy stalker rapist. Well, not a rapist, but, you know.
Manipulator.
Starting off strong on this one.
I know.
Let's debate whether his character was a rapist.
I don't think so. I'm glad that you finally got around to watching you, which is funny because I just offhandedly made a comment and then you're just like, oh, I started watching you like a day later.
I think it was later that day. Like literally later that day. I decided that it was finally time to watch that shit show. I enjoyed seeing all the memes and stuff when it first came out. I think Tumblr had a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
And, I want to say right off the bat that I did not enjoy a single moment of it.
Of this show? Really?
Yes.
Oh, I was into the drama.
Every second of it.
Really? You weren't even into the drama?
I hated everything that happened.
I was super into, like, because I watched it originally when it came on Lifetime, which is why I think it's so funny. I'm like, I feel like when it came on Lifetime, no one really paid it any attention. And then, like, Netflix was like, we'll take it. And I was like, that's weird, but okay. And then after that, everyone was just like, oh my God, I'm watching you on on Netflix and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you guys, like, not know that this is on Lifetime already?
Yeah. I love that it's a Lifetime show. It just kills me. It's so funny.
I know. Isn't it so weird? Because it's not their demo at all.
But it kind of is.
It is, but it's told from a male perspective. And that's what's weird about it. Is I'm just like, they're very much about giving females their voices. And in this one, they really did it. That's why I thought it was weird. I'm like, why are you doing this particular show?
That's very true. And I also, I have a lot to say because I was confused as to what the message was the whole time. I was like, okay, are we on his side? Are we not on his side? Are we on her side? Are we seeing her turn into a villain? Like, I was just like, what is the message here? Like, there was just, I don't know, it would always seem like it was going in one direction where it was like, oh, now we're just going to prove you wrong about this, or like, we're going to do this, and then it was like, then it would just like negate itself, like.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It really did do that. Like, it was a lot of flipping, there were a lot of flipping the scripts and stuff. Like, initially when I started watching the show, when they started doing the Pin Badgley narrations, I was just like, that's weird. Okay. And then it just kept going. Because what I thought they were going to do was we were just going to be inside people's heads, basically. I thought we were going to get inside, you know, Beck, that was her name. I thought we were going to get inside Beck's head, but we didn't until, well, we did that one particular episode, but I thought they were just going to switch back and forth with the narrative. And then they didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
So you thought they were going to do that throughout the show?
Yeah, but they didn't.
You thought that was going to be the whole show?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, that's my point. So I'm like, how, like, so he was the viewpoint the whole time. So, like, what were we supposed to get out of that? Other than he was a terrible person who doesn't think he's a terrible person. Like,
I think we were supposed to, like, see how hard his life was or whatever and whatnot. What was interesting is I'm like, when we got to the very end, when we found out that he wasn't as bad as you thought he was initially, but he had become that character. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait, what do you mean he wasn't as bad as we thought he was?
So, if you think about at the very beginning of the series, that pit, like, that particular, I forget what his character's name is. I'm just calling him Pen Badgley. So, Pen Badgley at the very beginning of the show.
It's Joe.
Oh, Joe, right. Or Dan Humphrey, as I like to call him. So Dan Humphrey was at the very beginning, he's just working at that bookshop, and, like, he had, like, that dark past and whatnot that you find out about at the end. But, like, once you find that out, his past isn't as bad as you would have thought it was from the way that they presented the information throughout the series. Like, I thought it was way worse. I thought he had literally gone out and was just like, I'm gonna go kill this person or whatnot. I didn't know that he accidentally did it. I know it was an actual accident. Like, in that instance, I was just like, well, now it feels less motivated for him to be as ridiculously creepy as he is.
Wait, sorry, what was an accident? Because killing his ex-girlfriend's lover or whatever? Because he definitely did that on purpose.
No, he pushed, like, he accidentally fell off, remember? He fell off the roof? Or am I remembering it wrong?
No, you pushed him off the roof, dude.
Oh, well, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. I thought he, like, they were, like, shoving each other or whatever, and then he, like, fell off the roof.
I'm like, okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe we interpreted the scene differently, because from what I remember, they were talking, and then he walks away. Like, Joe, like, walks away, and you're like, oh, wow, he didn't kill him. And then he, like, goes back and just pushes him. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah, and then he immediately goes home and then is just, like, a weepy bitch about it. And he's just like, he's, like, hysterical. Like, the old man basically has to slap him and say, get a hold of yourself!
Basically.
Yeah. Get a hold of yourself!
No, I think more the point of that scene was that he did purposefully kill him, but it was, like, a flash moment of, like, anger, like, where you, like, just act out of anger, you know, like, if you, like, snap at somebody or something, but, like, way to the extreme, like, he murdered him.
That's funny. Well, the only reason why I think that's funny is because I just saw X-Men, and that's kind of what happened in that movie.
Oh, really? Spoilers for X-Men.
Well, it's been known for a while that a main character dies. And we all know it was fucking Mystique, because Jennifer Lawrence isn't doing any more X-Men movies. To which I say thank you. But, because I've had enough.
God bless.
Gay rats.
I know. Oh, I love Mystique. I can't believe. Anyway. I think my main issue is that I just, like, didn't know what angle the show was coming from at any point. Like, I was like, okay, we're getting inside the mind of this whatever he was, murderer, kind of sociopath. Like, I was like, okay, that's interesting. But then he just kept succeeding at everything. And I was like, why does he keep... First of all, he should not have succeeded at, like, a lot of stuff. I think, like, there was a ton of stuff that was total, like, luck for him. That he just, like, his plans just worked out. And I was like, how is this just working out for you? Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's no Dexter, I'll say that.
Well, okay, yeah, actually, that's a really good comparison, because with Dexter, you're like, okay, this guy's smart, like, he knows what he's doing, he, like, of course he has, like, you know, run-ins with the law, and, like, but, like, you got the feeling that, like, Pen Badgley just, like, had no fucking clue what he was doing, he was just acting out of, like, passion, I guess, I don't know, just, yeah, I think what really annoyed me is I was like, okay, this kind of could be good, if they had just, like, been a little bit smarter with everything and maybe, like, done something different a little bit more.
Yeah. I agree. I also think... I also feel like it would have benefited from flipping back and forth between the two main characters. Just because I really wanted to know more, like, from Beck's perspective. Because everything from her was, like, completely...
Yeah.
Everything was completely internalized for her, so I have no idea how necessarily she was feeling towards Joe until, like... Until they kind of did that one episode, but it was really more about, like, her dealing with her own family bullshit than how she felt about Joe.
Yeah, well, true. And I guess, like, I feel like they, like, really never gave her... They, like, started to do something interesting with her, and then they just, like, never really gave her the chance to be, like, a fully formed character other than, like, what Joe was seeing.
Yeah.
So that was the other part that I was like, are we supposed to like Beck? Like, I didn't like any of the characters. I mean, like Peach was great, obviously. Like,
I knew you were going to say. She was so funny.
She was hysterical. Like, she was just, but then they also just, they did the predatory lesbian thing, and I was like, ugh, this is bad, guys. Like, it just, every turn, I was like, okay, this could have been, like, good, and then you made it not good.
Not just predatory lesbian, but rich predatory lesbian.
Which was cool, but then, like, there was, like, literally that scene where she's spying on her in the bath, and I was like, guys. Like, it was as if to say, like, she's just as bad as Joe. I'm like, no, she's not.
She hasn't killed anybody. She's just, you know, terrible. A terrible person.
Yeah. Anyway.
Because she definitely... She really got the friend. Who? What did she do to her? She, like, low-key exposed her for saying something that was, like, borderline racist or something.
Oh, the other friend?
Yeah. And I was just like, well, damn.
That was really funny. And it, like... It was, like, so, like, borderline. Like, she just said something like, black guys love me.
It really was. It was, it felt like whatever, I can't remember what she said, but it was something like, you could be like, eh, okay.
Yeah, like, but then, in the conversation, she's having a conversation with Joe, that character is having a conversation with Penn Badgley, and Penn Badgley's narration is like, ugh, you're racist. You're just another entitled white girl. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, it was just like the way that everything was framed, and I understood that it was like supposed to be from his point of view and what, like, his distorted view of reality. But like, I also felt like, like, I was like, okay, that's good, is that we're seeing this, like, distorted reality. But then the show, like, never took us out of that distorted reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it never, like, we never had a chance to, like, form other opinions other than what his narration was telling us or what his perspective on stuff was, so... That's why I'm like, what was the message? Like, because it's one thing to be like, okay, this is like a sociopathic character, but then it's another to be like, we're gonna be in his head the whole time, and he's maybe right about some stuff.
Yeah, that was very perplexing. I really didn't understand why they did it that way. Like, I know this is based off a book. Series,
yeah.
I think, like, a whole series. I don't know how many books there are. I would assume 3, because that usually seems to be where people go. So I know the next season is supposed, like, he's supposed to be in California, so he just jumps coasts.
I was gonna ask that, is the next season, like, totally different? Because, so it's still him?
Yeah, so the next season is supposed to be still him, and they're in California, or he's in California, and I don't know what anything else other than that. I think he's supposed to work at a grocery store, maybe? Something similar to that. But he's also supposed to be friends with, maybe he's supposed to be friends with someone who works at a grocery store. I can't remember.
Okay.
Because I remember, because you know, like, when whenever they put this on Netflix, there was like a whole, you know, people were running their articles about the show, and they were just like, what you need to prepare for the next season of You. And I remember reading that, and they were talking about the girlfriend still being alive and whatnot, which really blew my mind because I was not expecting that at the end. I will wholeheartedly say that.
That I just like rolled my eyes because I was like, how dare you kill off Beck and then this bitch gets to come back?
True. That's not fair.
I was like, that's stupid.
And then John Stamos gets blamed for the whole thing.
I hope John Stamos comes back for his revenge.
That would be funny. Honestly, I'm wholly expecting that. I just think it was, like, the whole Joe going to John Stamos for therapy, pretending just to be mining for information.
Pretending to be gay.
I know. I was just like, are you straight up pretending to be gay right now?
Oh, that was so funny. The whole time, I was just thinking that this character is Dennis Reynolds.
True. Like the dark storyline of Dennis Reynolds.
He looked like him. He had that, like, whole, like, strange, like, stilted, almost, like, social awkwardness, sort of. Like, I was like, this is Dennis Reynolds. Like, I was like, in another, like, life, like, this is what... this character is played by Glenn Howard. Like,
but at the same time, would Dennis be that sloppy? Like, Dennis is meticulous.
He's also a fucking idiot.
But I feel like he's meticulous with his plans. You remember that plan he had to sleep with that dude's girlfriend? Like, it was a pretty well thought out plan because it worked. He did all the steps.
So I'm true, like, although I would argue that when it came to things like killing people, he would be equally as stupid.
Yeah, probably. Because, I mean...
if you think about it, Joe's plans worked, too. He, like... He fucking got her and got her to fall in love with him.
It's true. And then when she found that phone, she was just like, what the fuck?
When there were, like, teeth in that jar, I was like, oh my god, girl, run.
I know, that was, like, the wildest shit. I was just like, well, time to die. Because if I were her in that instance, and then he came, because it was funny how she, like, found that shit, and then he showed, like, came home right after, and then she was just like... Yeah, I just want to, like, get out of the bubble. I'm like, she was playing it pretty cool, pretty close to the chest, trying to get out of there. She didn't panic. Yeah. She was really just like, yeah, it's cool, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. I would have, like, stabbed him immediately.
Yeah, but unless you go for the jugular, you're really not going to get a good enough stab where there will be injured and not follow you.
True.
That's the whole thing. Is I'm like, if you're going to, like, try and injure someone and so that they won't pursue you, you really have to go for, like, crucial points.
True.
Just really telling our listeners about how to run from danger.
Hey, listeners. Welcome to the portion where we tell you how to run away from a murderer.
This is Self-Defense 101. Which I wouldn't know about. This is really just in my mind how you
go
get away
for the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Go straight for the eyes.
You take out an eye, depth perception is immediately taken down by 50%. If not more.
Very scientific facts here. I actually was shocked that they actually killed her off in the end. I was really shocked. I don't know if you were, but...
I was a little bit, because I wasn't thinking that he was going to, but at the same time, I had already thought that he killed the previous girlfriend, so I thought that he's just like, you know what, if it doesn't work out, I'll just fucking kill her. And I'm like, that's just his endgame, I guess, but...
Yeah, see, I thought So early on in the season, I was like, oh, he's going to kill this girl. Like, he's totally going to kill her. But then they did so much development with her, and then you, like, we did get inside her head a little bit, and then I was like, oh, maybe not. Like, maybe she's going to, like, turn it out or whatever. And then I also thought the same thing. I was like, oh, he killed the previous girlfriend, so this one's going to be different, like, somehow. Like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be the drama of it all, is that she's different. She, like, gets away from him, or she, you know, kills him, or I don't know, something. But, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely thought he was going... Well, I knew after he put her in the thing that he wasn't going to let her go, but...
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. When, like, the first time they showed him in that cage, I was like, oh, he's going to put somebody in there, most likely her.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect him to fully... I didn't expect, like, her to fully die.
Yeah.
So
the weirder thing is, like, throughout the show, you really feel like he was trying to help her. And in his own twisted way, I guess he was, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what a lot of people were saying about the show after watching it. That they were like, oh, he was actually, he was... It was really funny because I read several tweets where people were saying, like, he wasn't that bad. He was really just trying to keep toxic people out of her life. I'm like, yeah, but it's, like, extreme. That's, like, super extreme.
Y'all can't see me, but I was shaking my head. So hard.
It's so extreme.
No. No, there's no, he wasn't that bad. No. Yeah, exactly. It was the extreme. And but those tweets totally proved my point. It's like, I swear to God, the show was being like, well, he wasn't that bad. Ooh. It's like, he literally fucking killed people.
He did. He fucking, like, straight up killed her her boyfriend, who was a piece of shit, but he didn't deserve to die.
Like, Yeah, that just proves my whole point. I'm like, what message was this whole thing trying to send, really? Like who, really, what message was it trying to send?
Because who really knows? I don't even know if they knew what message they were trying to send.
Yeah, I don't know. Just all around, I was like, I didn't enjoy watching them fall in love. I didn't enjoy, like... them, like, fighting. Like,
I liked when they broke up. That was an interesting turn, because I wasn't expecting them to do that, because I was like, okay, so are we just, like, not gonna see Beck for the rest of the show? Is that it? Is she gone?
When was that? After What's-Her-Face died?
No, wait, was it after Peach died? I can't remember.
I think it was, because then she wrote the book, and that's how she got successful.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Right?
Yeah. No. Wasn't the book released, like... Didn't she write the book at the very end, and that was her thing?
No. No. She wrote something about... Oh, maybe it wasn't a book. She wrote something about Peach, and that's how she got... Maybe it wasn't a book. Maybe it was, like, an article or something. And that's how she got popular. And maybe she was writing a book.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the book was released after she died. Maybe that was it. I have to admit, the second half of the season, I kind of checked out. I was like, this is not my bag.
I mean, that's fair. But, you know, shout out to the black girl. Like, she was all upset because Joe dumped her at first, but I'm like, girl, you dodged the biggest bullet.
Oh, my God. She was great. She was a great character. Yeah. And she, like, tried to warn Beck, too. She was like, girl, things are gonna get dicey. And Beck was like, oh, whatever. I was like, okay, now you're dead, so.
I want to know what that black girl thought after finding out that girl was dead. She was just like,
she probably knew, and she was probably like, thank God, she's, like, far away now. Way far away now.
She's like, I moved to a completely different city.
Oh my God, please let season two be like, she, like, I don't know, is a cop and comes back and, like, investigates him.
Just a cop for no reason. Like, I think
she became a detective.
Didn't she have an actual job in the show? Like, I want to say they said that she did. Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. I think she was a nurse. Because she helped the neighbor, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, okay, that storyline really annoyed me. But also, that storyline is exactly what was usually on Lifetime.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's like,
yeah, that was, like, very, like, classic, like, oh, he abused me, and,
yeah,
but I love him, and but I have a child, I don't know.
I'm a single mom who's abused by my boyfriend who's a cop, and he has all the power, but I love him. And then the kid is just, like, literally traumatized.
Kid is just, like, hiding books in his ceiling.
And then the cop is just like, you're reading books? I'm like, what is this, 1910? What's going on? Like, why are you afraid of, like, movable typed print? Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like that storyline was, like, they, like, really made it an extreme. Like, not that that doesn't happen in real life. Like, obviously it does. There are real life situations that are like that. But I feel like it was so dramatized to the point, like, of being over dramatized just to, like, put, like, Joe's, just to, like, make him seem like a good guy.
Yeah.
In the situation, you know?
Because he used his killing powers for good.
Well, the funniest part about that whole thing is that the asshole boyfriend is right the whole time. He's like, there's something weird about that guy. It's like, yeah, you're right.
You're absolutely right.
You're a fucking asshole, but you're right. You are correct.
But I will say I was satisfied that Joe did kill him. I was like, if you're going to kill absolutely. Someone, kill someone who deserves it.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, comparison to Dexter.
I was going to say, which is why you root for Dexter, is because he kills bad guys. He may be a serial killer, but he kills bad guys. And you're like, that's fine. I have no problems with that.
Also, like, wasn't Dexter's whole thing that he was, like, just trying to live a normal life and, like, have a girlfriend and whatever and, like...
No, his whole thing was...
stalking people.
Well, his whole thing, he was faking it. He was, like... trying to go through the motions to hopefully feel something. And then eventually, I guess, fell in love with What's-Her-Face. And then she died.
What?
He fell in love with Julie Benz' character, and then she, like, fucking died.
Yeah. She died, yeah.
And then I'm like, good oh, time. That's about right. That sounds about right. I mean, Julie Benz dies in everything.
She does. She's the Sean Bean of primetime television.
It's true. I think the only show she didn't die in is that superhero show they did on ABC like years ago. I think it was called like Normal Family or some shit like that, like Happy Normal Family or something. And it was like the family had, I think they had gotten exposed to, like, some chemicals or something and, like, developed powers. I don't know. I never watched the show, so I'm just I'm remembering it literally from articles I read years ago.
Can't say I'm familiar.
I mean, it obviously didn't do well because it got canceled.
It's because they kept her alive.
You done wrong, ABC. Everyone knows if you're gonna do a show like that, you gotta kill Julie Benz.
Gotta kill off Julie Benz. Sorry, Julie.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, remembering another show that's similar to that, and I'm like, what the fuck show was that? God, now I'm just gonna have to type it into Google by, like, just, like, these random things happened on this show. What show is it?
honestly, there should be, like, a database like that.
That's, oh, you know what, I can, you know that genie thing?
Yeah.
That people would play on Tumblr, where it's, like, you try and trick it.
Oh,
and it
yeah,
always
yeah, yeah.
guesses what it is. Maybe I should do that, because usually...
And, like, your thing is, like, your dad's penis, and then he ends up being like, it's your dad's penis. And you're like, oh, yeah.
You're like, God damn it, how'd you know? Yeah. I really I'm like, I should use that. It'll probably help me figure it out.
Yeah.
Because it's weirdly good at guessing it, and it'll be, like, right, like... literally 99% of the time. I've only tricked it like 3 times.
I was gonna say we should make a database about random stuff that happened in TV shows.
Yeah, but
I feel like between us we have seen every single show ever.
Yeah, but I feel like it'll be like wrong. Like, people will use it, trying to use it as an actual database, and it'll just be fucking wrong. They'll be like, that is not what I was looking for.
No, it'll just be that we can't remember any of the characters' names.
That's it. It's like Wikipedia, but, like, none of the actual details.
It's like, the blonde girl in this episode. Amazing. Wikipedia, none of the details.
It's for people like Catherine who can't remember faces.
I remember faces. It's just names that are...
Yeah, I'm very good at faces. I never forget a face.
You just were telling me that you didn't remember what somebody looked like.
Well...
Like 20 minutes ago, you were saying that you didn't know what this person looked like.
Well, I described him perfectly. I said he looked like a twink, and he does. I don't remember any discernible features about him. He just looked like that. I think he was wearing a hat the first time I met him.
Anyway, moving on. I'm very good with faces.
I am. Don't try and discredit me with this one particular instance.
I'm really trying to think of things that I liked about this show, and I mean you're definitely right, like it was a fun time, like it was a wild ride, you know, you got caught up in the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, I'm not gonna say it was a bad show because it was shot really well. And
yeah,
I feel like they...
very well for a fucking Lifetime. I was like, what?
Yes, like, really, like, almost, like, artistically.
Yeah, it was, like, a notch above Unreal, which was still high for them.
Yeah, yeah, which was good quality, but they, like, you know, they would do those, like, weird, like, warped shots, like, when he was, like, getting mad and stuff, or, like, when things were going haywire, like... they would do some cool stuff. So I thought that, I was like, whoever, you know, whoever's on camera, whoever's in that editing room, like, big props.
Do you know why? Do you know why it was like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Greg Berlanti joint.
True. Okay, true.
I noticed that. That gay's got his hands on everything.
I did notice that. He's like, I can't wait to see he and Ryan Murphy face off to the death.
Now that is something I would like to watch. Honestly,
we all know who I'm rooting for.
I would honestly like to watch them do a show together just to see the two different styles.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I think it would be really good if they did a show together.
True. The one thing I love about Ryan Murphy shows is that he does is he always does that like zoom in reaction shot.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, someone in the distance, and there'll be, like, a zoom in on them. Or they'll be, like, they're not in the distance. They're, like, in the background, and they'll zoom in on them. Like, I love that.
That's like, an old 70s thing. Like, when...
would not be surprised.
Yeah, like, when cameras, like, first got, like, a good zoom feature. It's, like, I feel like it was, like, in the 70s. there's all these shots. You'll see it in Wes Anderson movies too. There's all these shots of like where they'll just like zoom in on something really fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're traveling with the camera. Like, it's not just like, oh, zoom. It's like you're kind of like traveling with the camera from this wide shot to this close up.
Like a tracking zoom almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, what's funny is I remember he did it a lot on Glee, but I'm remembering it specific, like, he definitely did one specifically in the very first season of American Horror Story. And I'm like, just remembering that because Violet was standing in the background and they zoom in on her and she's just like, like, what? And I'm like, this is not supposed to be comedic. What are we doing?
Amazing. Yeah, that would be, man, that would be great. Let's get them together somehow.
No, I don't want that. I was about to say, I'm like, Ryan Murphy gets involved with the next season of Sabrina, and I'm just like, no, I don't want that.
No, no, I'm like, I don't want these.
Stay away from my Sabrina. I did tell you it got renewed for two more seasons, didn't I?
Yes, you did tell me that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I didn't watch the latest.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
Miss Wardwell really amps up her being ridiculous.
Man, I love Miss Wardwell. No, I remember, like, seeing the preview when it first came out, like, the little clip thing they show on the Netflix homepage, and, like, one of the clips was, like, Nick being like, I love you, Sabrina, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, I don't want to put up with this hetero bullshit, but okay.
Yeah, but if she's going to be with either of them, it has to be Nick. He makes the most sense.
But we all know she's going to end up with Harvey.
You know...
But we all know that.
Do we, though? Do we know that?
For yeah, sure. Yes.
I like how I just peeked by accident because I was, like, doing something off camera. I'm doing something in the background.
Off camera.
I didn't even know why I said off camera.
Because this is a show. We're on the Truman Show.
This is a live simulation.
This is just a live stream. Oh, God.
We're on the Twitch. No, that's really funny, because I was just thinking about that the other... No, when we were... when Catherine and I were talking about Sims, I always think about, like, the funniest thing that some of my Sims will do sometimes when I don't tell them to do stuff. They'll, like, well, I'm just going to go on the computer. And they'll get on the computer, and they'll play Sims. I'm just like, this is too meta for me.
That's entirely too meta.
Because I remember when I first started playing Sims back when Sims 2 was out, and I was, like, in middle school. I remember, which I guess is dating myself a little bit, but whatever. I remember, like, playing it, and I was just like, I love this game so much, but I'm like, this is so weird, though. It's like, what if we're all Sims and God is just playing Sims on his computer?
doesn't every middle schooler have that moment?
I mean, it would make sense why a lot of weird shit in my life happens. I'm like... It's exactly what I do on Sims, where I'm like, do this dumb thing.
It would make sense as to why the oven went on fire yesterday.
It just randomly caught on fire.
And why I was swimming in my pool and suddenly there were no ladders. I drowned.
I'm a ghost now.
Good times.
Welcome to Ghost Cast. Our podcast where I'm in the ghost dimension. Every once in a while, Danny Phantom will fly by.
Hey, guys. That was my best Danny Phantom.
I was going to say, that did not sound anything like him. We all know you're the sister, Grace.
What?
We all know you're the sister.
Yeah. She was great.
I always wanted her to have more of a prominent role on the show. But I digress.
We should do an episode of Danny Phantom. That was lit.
I love that.
That was a good time. Yeah, who was Because who voiced him? I feel like it was somebody.
Wait, right? You don't know?
No.
Grace, the voice actor Wiz, doesn't know? You literally know everyone.
Hmm?
I said, you know everyone who voice acts.
Yeah, that's true. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know. I feel like it's someone, like, very... I feel like it's someone very common because, like, his voice wasn't all that unique.
Too.
It wasn't anything, like, particularly weird.
Yeah. Anyway. Moving on from that.
How did you feel about John Stamos' character on You? Like, I thought he was a pretty interesting therapist.
I didn't have many opinions other than I was like, haha, that's John Stamos. But, yeah, I guess he, like, oh, I also love, I was dying. I love that he was fucking right and that she was sleeping with the therapist.
I love that Beck was literally a mess. Everything about her life was just like, she is a fucking mess.
She was.
She's like, I'm in grad school, but I literally don't do any of the work that I'm supposed to do. Everyone thinks I'm just, like, phoning it in, which I totally am. My friends are just like, hey, want to go party? And I'm just like, no, I have to do work. And then I don't. I go home and I fuck my loser boyfriend with my with no curtains, because she had no window treatments whatsoever. That was why you ended up watching the show, is because you had your window open and I said, oh, how Guinevere Beck of you.
Yes.
And that's why you started watching.
And I was like, there's no way that I'm this character, but I did find a lot of her relatable.
Oh yeah, I definitely think Beck was a Sagittarius. 1000%. It would make much sense.
Yeah, she definitely had Sag energy. She was just like, oh, I'm just like, oh, I'm just like, can't, I just have to, like, go be by myself right now, like, meh.
I have daddy issues. Blue ladle.
That was so funny that she just said he was dead, too. Like, that was the funniest, like, part of her character, that she would just straight up lie about how her dad was dead.
I know, but it's so relatable. It's just like, he's dead, and he's just like, he's not dead. Well, he's dead to me.
Oh my god. Oh, how have we not mentioned Hari Neff's character yet? Because she was the best character.
That character was she was such a fucking waif. She was just like a leaf in the fucking wind, like, I just like do whatever feels natural, you know?
She was so funny. Like, I was like, okay, Hari Neff is the only person who understands she's in a comedy, like, on this show. Like, everybody else is like, oh, we're in, like, a Lifetime drama, and Hari Neff is like, guys, this is a comedy. Like, do you not realize?
I wish it was a comedy. It's just, like, it's like Riverdale in that sense.
Yeah.
Ugh, love that.
And then she ended up with the bookstore guy.
Yeah, that made no sense.
That was, like, very much like, we're just gonna put these two characters together.
Yeah. Very Scooby-Doo of them, like, you're a boy and you're a girl! Pair them up like socks!
Very Scooby-Doo of them.
Well, you know, like, Daphne and Fred, because clearly Fred was a fucking fag.
Oh, we're gonna get into this.
Aren't we? Let's talk gender politics and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. It's my thesis paper.
One day we will have to talk about. Oh, we definitely have to talk about the live-action Scooby-Doo movies at some point.
You know what we have to talk about is the.
Please don't say the Hayley Kiyoko one.
It's absolutely what I'm gonna say.
I have not seen that one yet.
Oh, you haven't? Robbie Amell plays Fred, so.
Speaking of a flaming homosexual, I mean, Robbie Amell isn't.
They really knew. They were like, Hayley Kiyoko is going to play Velma because she's the biggest lesbian.
That was on purpose. That was fully on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
They typecast the shit out of that.
As was Linda Cardellini. I'm like, oh, have you seen Dead to Me?
I haven't watched all of it yet.
Okay, because Linda Cardellini just cannot play characters without being, like, extreme, like, queerness radiating from underneath.
Yeah, like, that was my first impression about her character. I'm just like, are you gonna fuck Christina Applegate?
she just can't play. I'm like, because, like, her characters are, like, quote-unquote straight on the surface, but I'm like, there's just, like, an insane queerness radiating from every character that Linda Cardellini has ever played, so.
I agree.
Yeah.
But love her. God love her.
Oh, she's iconic.
I want her to be in more things. Oh, wait, Dead to Me got a season 2. What am I talking about? I was like, I want her to be in more stuff. I mean, I want Christina Applegate to be in more things, too. I love her.
Yeah, remember Samantha Who?
Exactly.
I feel like you, me, and my mom are the only people who remember Samantha Who.
I thought you were going to say the only people who ever watched it. I'm like, 3 people watched this show.
I mean, probably.
I don't even think I've seen it all the way through. I have the whole series on DVD, though. Because I got it from Big Lots for, like, $10.
Big Lots?
I know, of all places, I got it from Big Lots.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think the only reason I was in there was my mom made me go in there.
I mean, why else would you be in a Big Lots?
It's true. I wouldn't actively go.
I'm trying to think. I did like the friends. I thought that they were funny also. But they were like...
Like Beck's friends?
What?
Beck's friends?
Yeah. But again, I was like, okay, are we saying that they're shallow, but there's more to them? But, like, we're not. They're just, in the end, they were just shallow. Like, it was interesting. Because I was like, all the things that, like, Joe was saying about them, like, it just turned out to be right. You know, like, he was like, oh, these are just shallow people, and they don't care about you, and they blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And, like, he was right.
Yeah, I think when it comes to this show, they really suffered from, like, not knowing what they wanted. They suffered from backpedaling. That's really what it was. Because every time they would try and say something definitive, they would backpedal and be like, no, but it's not like that. And then it was like that. So I'm just like, so... Why didn't you just say that's what it was in the beginning? Like, don't tell me the fucking sky is... Like, don't tell me it's blue, and then next tell me that it's actually green, and then be like, no, it's actually blue. That's literally what's going on.
Yes, yeah, that was the... Yeah, that was pretty much the whole show. And... I don't know. Like I said, like, I really appreciated some of the, like, you know, character twists, and, you know... We started to, like, get into it a little bit more with Beck's character, and... But then it was just all negated, like, everything's negated. And that's how I felt, too, about the ex-girlfriend coming back. I was like, okay, this is a great twist, but then everything is negated. Like, it just... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It made everything that he was saying about the girlfriend, or the ex-girlfriend, actually true. Like, you thought that he was lying when he was just like, oh, yeah, she's in Europe and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, that seems weird. And then it's like, no, she actually was in Europe. Which is even funnier because, like, it makes me think about, like, how he was saying, like, the brother always suspected that Joe did something to the sister. And it's just like, no, she just full-on dropped everyone and, like, fucking moved to Europe. And that's exactly what she did. So I'm just like, so, in the end, you're very... I don't know. You're just very unsure about his character, and you're like, I don't know how to feel about him.
Yeah, but she also says, like, when she, like, reveals that it's her, and he's like, oh, you're... And she goes, alive. Yeah, we need to talk. And I'm like, wait, did he think that he killed her?
Like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Because, yeah, she says, like, yeah, I'm alive, or, like, whatever, and I'm like, so I'm like, wait, so what?
Exactly, so wait, I'm like, what? Is she, like, what the fuck? It's so confusing and so, it feels unnecessarily confusing.
Yeah.
Like, just for the sake of doing a twist. Which makes me wonder how the books are written.
That's a great question, yeah, I would be curious to know, because I'm assuming it's all, you know, written in the first person from Joe's perspective.
Yeah.
Like, at least in the show, we got some scenes with just Beck, you know, where she was, like, hanging out with her friends and blah, 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 and the, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like this show wanted to be Gone Girl so bad.
It really did.
It wanted to be, like, that level of thriller, and I'm just like, well, I mean, you can't Jack Gillian Flynn's swag. You just can't.
Oh, yeah. No. And also, Gillian Flynn doesn't hate women, so,
like... It's true. Which is why, honestly, for the second season, I wanted Joe to be bisexual, because I think it would make his character... Well, I feel like it would make his character slightly more interesting. But also, I'm just like, I'm kind of wondering how that would work, like, the other way. I mean, I feel like it would probably be equally as easy, because, you know, like, some gays are really stupid. So.
In conclusion... I feel like I wouldn't want that, only because I don't want to watch, like, 8 episodes of pure homophobia play out on my television screen.
Of pure unadulterated homophobia.
Like, I just don't, like, misogyny is, like, enough. So, I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be interesting, but... Would I watch it? Yes. Would I enjoy it? No.
Well, I'm interested to see what they do for season 2, just because the second season's going to be fully on Netflix. So they can do whatever.
So I hope that it's... I hope that it's shot and everything the same way. I hope that they are able to keep that sort of, like, style going, because I can't imagine why they wouldn't, but, you know... It's going to be, I'm assuming it's going to be a different, like, production team, so.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things that I thought was actually really good about the show, so I hope that they keep that.
Yeah, I agree.
But Netflix does a really, really good job with their production value, so I have faith in that, at least.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, they've gotten to a point where everything is at a certain level.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other thing, too, is that I actually think Penn Badgley was, like, really good in this. Like, he played this role, like, so well. He was really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, kind of slightly scared of Penn Badgley now.
A little bit. I agree. I liked, we got to see a lot of range from him, because we got to see, like, this kind, like, that Sid... Well, I won't say sadistic, because it really wasn't sadistic. That kind of, like, obsessive boyfriend-type character, but you also got to see, like, that certain vulnerability, because there were certain scenes where he was, like, really sad. Or, like, the scene where he was, he had Beck in the, I'll call it the box cage. So he had her in the box cage. And, was really just, like, pleading with her because he wanted her to understand. He was like, I love you, and I really want you to understand. And I'm like, I feel like what we really got out of this is I definitely got the emotional intensity that they were trying to get across. I mean, I just wasn't... I agree with you, where I was just like, a lot of this is like, But at the same time, I love the fact that he basically just played... Dan Humphrey the other way.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. That's true.
He went back to his roots and was fully Gossip Girl.
Yeah. And yeah, which is fair, because it's Lifetime, and it was, you know, a drama romance, and so I feel like he was like, I feel like he read this role, and he was like, this is what I wanted to do with Dan Humphrey, and now I'm going to be able to.
Now I'm going to make Dan interesting.
Because let's be real, Dan was a flop.
Yeah. So. Well, that's why I thought it was so funny, because were they in Manhattan or were they in Brooklyn?
I think they were in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Cause...
Maybe they were in Brooklyn. Yeah, maybe they were. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I was going to say, that's why I thought it was funny with the whole Gossip Girl thing, because I'm like, Dan lived in fucking Brooklyn, and I'm like,
oh, that's true.
I'm like, how close are we trying to get to Gossip Girl? I mean, he basically was just doing like the XOXO in his head.
Yep.
It's like XOXO, Joe.
Honestly, can somebody re-edit the whole show so that every time his narration ends at an episode, it's just XOXO, Joe.
Hi, Upper East Siders. I'm stalking Beck today. Am I managing the bookshop shit like I should be? No. Which was really funny. He would just always be telling him, he's like, oh, I gotta go do something. If I were that bookstore attendant, I'm just like, damn, can we get someone else to work here or something?
Literally, it was just those two. It was just those two working there.
I know, and I'm just like, and then he wasn't there, like, half the damn time, it seemed like. Which is honestly retail, honestly.
Yeah, true.
That was a very accurate depiction.
And then fucking Paco is just running around.
I'm Paco! And my mom gets beat on the regular.
That was so crazy, too, when, like, Beck was like, Paco, he's gonna kill me, like, go get help or whatever. And Paco was like, I gotta go.
He was just like, he told me not to go down here, bye.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Paco, what the shit, dude?
It's just like, wait, why are you down there? It's like, Joe locked me in. And you're like, oh, if Joe did it, then maybe you should be down there.
Kind of implying that, like, Paco would grow up to be like Joe. Like, I felt like they were sort of making these parallels, and I was like, don't do Paco like that, man. He's an innocent little kid. Look at him.
He's an innocent little kid who's just, you know, living his traumatic life.
I don't know. I guess it's like the whole, like, cycle of trauma thing they were trying to get across, you know?
You inherit your parents' trauma. BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing made me very depressed, I think.
Yeah, it really does serve as like a cautionary tale when it comes to dating in the modern era. You're just like,
Honestly, the moment that... I feel like when she found out that he didn't have any friends, I'm like, girl, that's the moment when you run.
Exactly.
That's the moment that you say bye. Like, when you find out he doesn't have any goddamn friends, and he is always hanging around yours, like, no, that's, you gotta go. You gotta leave.
That's
and
true.
And he's downstairs with the books. Like, when, God, that scene when she was like, I just wanna, like, meet your friends, and he's like, come here, I want to show you something. And then he takes her to that glass cage. I was like, you gotta go!
Like, did that not feel like a red flag? Like, that stairwell going down there definitely feels like you're going into a dungeon.
That was the... Forget red flag. That's like, he's punching you in the face with, like, I'm bad. Like, that was... I was like, you're dumb.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's more like national alarm system going off. This is a PSA.
Yep. No, that was, yeah, no. And then, of course, like, that's like the moment that she's like falling in love with him. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like,
She just really wanted to believe that he was a sweet, innocent bookstore guy who, like, it's like, why can't I meet a nice guy? And then, like, he's technically a nice guy, and it's like, nice guys are murderers.
Honestly, like, from now on, if I walk into a bookstore and a guy working there is like, hey, I'm gonna be like, see a murderer.
No thanks, Joe.
Like, from now on, I...
Please do that, and then, like, film yourself doing it. See ya, murderer.
See ya, murderer. Love it.
How many girls you got in that book cage downstairs?
How many bodies you got in the basement, huh?
They're like, ma'am, we just have several copies of Catcher in the Rye.
Tell me about the bodies.
Remember when you used to work at Barnes & Noble?
And there were bodies. Plot twist, I was Joe. Sorry, people.
Yeah, I really can't wait for the second season. I have no idea when it's supposed to come out, though.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see, because it's very rare that a show just, like, kills off one of its main characters.
I mean, it's true.
And then it's like, okay, on to the next season. I'm like, all right, we just spent that whole season with her, but okay.
Yeah, I was going to say the only show that kind of does that is, like, Supernatural, but then they don't kill them off. They come back.
Well, I kind of had that thought. I was like, ooh, what if she comes back somehow? But I was like, he did fully bury her. But then I was like, okay, but the other girl, he seemed surprised that she was alive, so question mark, I don't know.
Maybe he's not as good at killing people as he thought he was.
I feel like he's not, because he's a fucking idiot.
The only one who is actually dead is Peach.
Well, and the asshole guy.
Oh, true.
Blonde guy. Oh, although, you know, we don't actually see him kill her also.
Who, like, Peach?
Like, at the end, Beck.
Oh, that is true.
We don't actually, you know, he kind of, like, grabs her off screen, and then it goes black, and then it kind of cuts to the montage at the end of him, like, burying her, and John Stamos getting arrested, and, like, the book, and, like, so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see next season.
I will say that I had a very conflicting internal drama the entire season in which I was watching this, because, again, I watched this on Lifetime, so I watched it week to week.
Mm.
And which was a ride, because just tuning in every week. But I was definitely just, like, very conflicted, because I'm like, am I into Ben Badgley like this?
How did I know we were going
to
go here?
We're back to a forgotten segment. Chad, love yourself.
Chad, love yourself. Do I even have to say it? I mean...
For one, I find Penn Badgley attractive in general. Like, I was always into Dan Hum. That was, like, the one thing I'm just like, I mean, I get it, Serena. I get it. He's just, like, kind of boring. Like, boring for you. He's fine for me. Because I'm okay with being the interesting one in a relationship. Which, I mean, also Serena is as well. Let's be real. But
yeah,
that's, like, her whole thing.
I thought you shipped Dan and Blair.
I do. I thought that was a great pairing.
It's one of our least agreed upon things as friends.
That is true. I just thought they would have been good for each other.
Mm.
Like, to date for a little while, I think that would have been fine. Like, if they dated for a while and then went their separate ways, I would have been like, sure. But I think they needed to explore that relationship.
Mm.
But anyway, I digress.
Anyway, we're not talking about Gossip.
No, we're talking about me and my issues.
Let's get into it.
I don't think we have time for that.
Yeah, I mean, he's cute, but he was full on Dennis Reynolds in this, and I just,
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't, like, into him being that type of character. I'm, like, the idea of, like, Penn Badgley as this bookstore person. I was just like, yeah.
Okay, but you've also said you're into Dennis Reynolds, so.
I was for a hot minute. I don't think I am anymore.
You have admitted to being attracted to Glenn Howerton, so. I think we have that on record.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit that. Definitely in the early seasons of, It's Always Sunny, I was full on into that, but I was in high school, Grace. We all have our problems. We all make mistakes. And then AP Bio shows up, and then you're like, oh.
I'm cured.
I've been cured.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your conflict, for your internal struggle.
I just want my own coffee shop AU with Penn Badgley.
Yeah, no, the whole, I will say, they definitely got that part, like, nailed down. Like, the whole fantasy of just, like, walking into a bookstore and a guy notices you and he thinks that you're cute and he's gonna save you from your, the other guy. Like, that was, like, very, I was like, yes, this is all very on point. Like,
They really tainted the meet cute.
They really did. They really did. Okay, and this, I'm gonna go back to it, but this is, like, what annoyed me about the whole thing. I was like, okay, they're, like, inverting this trope, you know, of, like, oh, we're gonna meet and we're gonna fall in love and, you know, it's gonna be, like, blah, 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 like a typical, like, romance.
Magic, fireworks, psh.
Yeah, like, it's, like, a typical setup, but then, oh, we're gonna invert it because, actually, he's a crazy stalker. But, like, then that went nowhere, so.
And here we are. I mean, so that's, I agree.
Yeah, that's mostly my point, is that I like how they seemed to initially be, like, inverting all these tropes and, like, twisting very common narratives, but then at the end, it was all just, like, for naught.
True.
So.
So, yeah. Really, who were the clowns all along? It was
us. Was it us for being into Penn Badgley? Probably.
Cue the clown music. Do, do, do.
Honestly, I was like, if I was Beck, I would just be like, okay, Peach, let's go. Like, yeah. Fucking go to Paris. You can buy me all this shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she was rich. Like, I really don't know. Like, other than Beck being, like, full-on straight rights, I don't see why else you would turn down Peach being like, I'll be your sugar mama. I'm like,
I know. Like, great, let's go.
I mean, shit, if I were a straight girl and she was just like, I'll be your sugar mama, I'm like, guess who's gonna be a dyke today?
Shaves all my hair off.
Exactly. Shaves all my hair off, cuts all my nails, buys a strap. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man. I know, that scene where, like, they all, like, I don't know, I guess they took Molly or something, and then the episode where he was, like, creeping around the house, and they were at Peach's house, and then she's just, like, starts making out with Beck. Beck goes, no!
Yeah.
I'm like, get over yourself.
Come on, girl. Get over yourself. Take your top off. This is a party.
Yeah.
High school moments. I love that. But, you know.
High school moments. I just felt, it was funny. I was like, I feel like they're just saying, like, straight guys are bad, but also lesbians are bad.
Everyone's bad. Also, don't go to New York.
Don't trust anyone who's into you. Like, great, this is good.
I can't wait for them to do season 3 in the middle of America.
Oh, God.
Honestly, now that would be interesting. He's just, like, fucking Idaho or some random place.
Well, honestly, that would make sense because I feel like all this has to catch up to him immediately.
Right? Know? It's like, where else are you going to run? In the middle of the country.
Yeah. Just oh my gosh.
He should work at Yellowstone Park as a park ranger.
What are you writing, a spec script? You're writing a fanfic over there?
I should, honestly. At this point, I'm just going to start writing crack ship fanfic and masquerading it as spec scripts.
It's a crossover. Tim and Dennis Reynolds.
It's actually a crossover with Riverdale, where he becomes the new Black Hood.
Oh, sorry, I just kicked over a frame I had laying on my floor. And I thought the glass shattered, but it didn't.
I have to go laugh off camera.
off camera. No, you should write your spec scripts should be the first episode of season 3, and it should be the start of his bisexual plot line, where he's like in the middle of nowhere and there's like one gay guy.
It's Dennis Reynolds.
Oh god.
And then Max shows up because Dennis is suddenly missing.
I would love if it like started as an episode of You and he meets Dennis Reynolds and they're like scheming together or like whatever, there's this whole plot line. But then, like, slowly, like, the characters from It's Always Sunny start to show up, and it slowly devolves into an It's Always Sunny episode. Like, it just, at the end, is, like, fully a full-blown comedic episode.
Yeah, it just starts with, it starts with Joe being like, I'm gonna clean up my act. I'm not gonna murder anyone else. Title card. Joe murders everyone. You.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Ah, I love that.
Let's write it.
So, our next episode. What's it gonna be?
How's it gonna be? Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't even know what that song is.
Oh, really? You don't know that song?
I don't think I do.
I think you do.
I might. It seems like
the
90s. Oh, okay. Then I might know it.
Early thousands. You know who would know it? Is our good friend Redacted.
I was going to say, he shall not be named. The Voldemort of this podcast. Which, ironically, isn't our demon boss.
Not even close.
Speaking of which, what? I have not seen him in months.
Oh, I think he's on vacation.
For months at a time?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard somebody saying something about his vacation.
Ah. You heard it around at the water cooler?
I did, yeah. You know how I like to like just lurk at the water cooler and just listen, and people are like, why are you doing that? That's weird. Just join our conversation. And I'm like, no, I'm good over here. I'm good.
Yeah, just imagine Grace pretending to be a potted plant in an office, and that's what you got.
So imagine me wearing a plant on my head. It's Third Eye Blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's it gonna be? It's literally called How's It Gonna Be? Wow.
Yeah. So, what do we have next? What's on the roster?
Well, we actually had a request from a listener. Vis-a-vis Instagram.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you about this a while ago. Like, I wrote them down, and I was like, I'm going to integrate them into our things, but, it hasn't come up, and, like, one of the other suggestions was Doctor Who and Glee, and I'm like, well, I know you're not going to want to watch Glee with me.
I'm going to go with no, and...
But at least Doctor Who, you know enough about it where you could have a conversation. I've seen a good bit of it.
I guess.
Of the older stuff, so I can only talk about that.
Yeah, but, no, I have as well.
But the next episode was another suggestion, which was Pokemon. And I'm like, we both know a bit about that. So I think we should talk about it. Especially since they're coming out with a new Pokemon game. So we can talk about, you know, how we love to play Pokemon. You remember that while where you were playing fucking Pokemon on your computer? I just suddenly remembered that.
Oh, yeah. I on that website that had, like, the old games on it, and you could, like, play it on your desktop. That was lit. I should find that again.
Yeah, you worked on that Chikorita for a while and then just never went back. Pickles! That was his name!
Oh my god, how could I forget about Pickles?
You used to randomly be like, I miss Pickles.
I literally abandoned Pickles, like...
And Franklin.
Franklin, oh yeah, Franklin. Franklin the Whooper. Oh man. What a good time. What a good time that was.
Plus yeah, we both have a love of Pokemon 2000.
What?
Of Pokemon 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we could talk about that.
Yeah, I think we have a good bit to talk about. Plus, I still play the console game, so I like to talk about them.
Yeah, you can talk about how they over-explain everything, and I can once again explain to you that it's for children.
No, it's for me specifically.
It's for you, an adult male.
At this point, it really is for adults. I mean, most of their users are adults.
Yeah, no, they know. They know by now. I think that's why the games have gotten more advanced.
No, they know and they don't give a fuck. That's really what it is. Like, they keep asking for stuff and they're just like, fuck you guys.
Well, kids are the, the demographic.
None I was going to say the money. Cash cow. Well, I was going to say all of us are the ones with the money. Kids can't buy anything.
Yeah, but kids get their parents to buy shit.
Yeah, because they have jobs. And you know who else has jobs? Adults.
Yeah, but do we have money? No. Do we have jobs? Yes. But do we have money? No.
No. But did I spend, like, almost $100 on Sims this weekend because it was on sale? Yeah. Do I use my money in a conducive manner? No, absolutely not. Well, anyway, next episode we'll do Pokemon. I think it'll be fun. It'll be a fun time.
It's gonna be a great time.
Tune in for that, listeners, as always. Thanks for listening.